Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Welcome to yet another session.
You want to go in?
I thought I was playing a German, but I'm playing a Greek instead.
You're playing a what?
A Greek.
I thought you said a Greece inspector.
This next gentleman's credits include The Seahorse in The Little Mermaid, Petrie in The Land Before Time, and he voiced Tigger and Rabbit on the Disney Channel's long-running Welcome to Pooh Corner series. But we all know him and love him as the voice of none other than Eugene Meltzner, Will Ryan! Will Ryan!
I could say so many things about the wonderful Mr. Will Ryan.
Such a talented and interesting man.
He had a big heart.
He was always sunshine and never a cloud.
Everybody needs somebody like Will Ryan in their life.
Will was so uniquely Eugene, and Eugene was so uniquely Will.
He was an old soul before he was an old soul.
He was ever present. He was part of Odyssey from the beginning.
Will Ryan passed away November 19th, 2021.
Hi, y'all. I'm Townsend Coleman, the voice of Jason Whitaker. I've probably known Will longer than any of you guys because I met Will in 1973 at a radio station in Cleveland.
When I was in radio and Townsend was interested in radio.
And I met Will and he was such a charming guy.
Showed him around the studio and stuff and he was a frequent visitor.
Several years later, he had already moved out here with Phil Barron and was doing his Willio and Philio show. And I remember Will saying, of all the people we know in Cleveland who should be in Los Angeles, it's you.
You talked him into coming in there?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought he should be out here.
And 2 weeks later, I was living here.
I'm Katie Lee, voice of Connie.
We have yet to meet.
We've never actually been formally introduced.
Well, that's not true.
We were
formally introduced.
By Eric?
Eric Goldberg. I lived in an apartment, and across the way lived a couple.
Mm-hmm.
They were working on a project with Will, a Ziggy cartoon.
America's Lovable Loser.
And they said, you must know Will Ryan, because he's a voice actor too. And I said, no, I do not know him, but hello. And then we never saw each other again until we worked on Dumbo Circus.
Mm-hmm.
I think Dumbo Circus was when we really got to know each other because we worked on that show for about a year and a half. So we all became
friends. We were officially proclaimed a Siamese twin at one time.
That's right.
We were that close.
Yeah.
So Adventures in Odyssey started in 1987.
Hi, everyone. I am Phil Lawler, one of the writers and directors. I remember the first time that I met Will was as a result of Bob Luttrell.
The wonderful engineer of the show was making a copy of my voice tape.
And as I was listening to him, I thought, this guy sounds really interesting. I like his voice. And I asked him,
do you ever do radio? No, it was even funnier. He said, do you ever do any acting?
And I asked him if he would mind if I took a copy of one of his tapes and submitted it.
And we needed a young father.
And they called me up, and a week and a half later, I walked into a recording studio.
I figured even a town this size would be able to keep a handyman pretty busy, but seems hardly anybody has anything that's broken.
After we heard his acting ability, the writer said, we've got to create a character for this guy.
Sounds like a 702. Or is that a 207? No, 207's my address. Or is that my badge number?
Hi, this is Chuck Bolte. I'm the former executive producer. Let me see. Officer David Harley was a character that all of us loved.
All right, children. We don't want a riot here. Let's have a little orderly dispersal. I want everyone to line up alphabetically according to their height.
Through nothing that he did, that character was discontinued.
A handful of people thought that Officer Harley's character was disrespectful of police.
We're thinking, do whatever you want with the character. Will's going to stay. We went back to the table right then, right there, and we wrote a new character around Will. Because when you have a guy with that kind of quality and that kind of ability, you don't let it go.
Paul McCusker, writer and director. We had already received, and it's legendary now, when we received the letter from an Odyssey fan who said, you need to create a character who's like my dad. He's brilliant, but he's always losing his car keys.
My name is Eugene Meltzner, and I'm a science student and, might I add in all modesty, a recognized genius at the Campbell County Community College.
He just perfectly embodied that character. I don't think we could have ever found anybody more perfect than Will.
I think when we knew that it was right, was the way that Walker, as Tom, reacted to it.
Howdy.
Howdy. An abbreviated form of the phrase, how do you do, or in the older English, how do you fare? In answer, Tom, I fare well, thank you.
What'd he say?
Will was Eugene in many ways.
He must have ate a big bowl of alphabet soup.
A thesaurus. I think he drank a thesaurus.
Do you actually use big words in real life like Eugene does?
I can answer that.
Yes.
I was going to say indubitably, but I guess yes.
The one thing I like about the scripts is that they contained
to me, kind of literate polychromatic effulgence and of kind of a verbose nature.
Hi, this is Mark Drury, and I'm a former sound designer for Adventures in Odyssey. I know Will could be a stickler sometimes for verbiage and saying things correctly, and sometimes he would point out errors, if you will.
I'm certain there is an infinite number of Christmas-related activities you would enjoy more than this.
You want to try that again?
Christmas-related activities is the object of the preposition of.
His grammar was like out of control. He came up with words that I'd never even heard of before.
I had to hire 4 out-of-work English teachers. Every time I get an advanced script, I pass it along to them. They go through it and go through it and go through it and go through it. And it's about a 2-week process.
Mm-hmm.
He was a stickler for word choice.
Thank you for being with us for one of the more unique interviews we've had on the podcast.
I'm not sure we could say more unique.
Oh, one of the uniquer?
Exactly.
And very often the discussions in the studio went back to like the Greek etymology of where this thing started and how it's being used now.
Detritus?
Detritus.
I've always said detritus. If you study Latin, it's detritus.
You know, like the capital of Michigan.
Detroit?
That's Lansing.
That would be Lansing.
Detroit. I know that.
Detritus, like Lansing.
He was an extremely well-read individual.
The breadth of what he knew was so extensive.
How about if it was as Pliny the Elder said to Pliny the Younger, and then we both know exactly what we're talking about. Well, never assume.
Did Pliny the Elder say that to Pliny the Younger?
Well, I assume so.
He and I always talked about waistcoats, and I'm actually the proud owner of a Will Ryan waistcoat.
He looks like you.
I don't see any resemblance. Besides, I wear a waistcoat.
And I remember we got into an argument about it. Will and I got into an argument because it is, better said, a waistcoat. It's just the way it's traditionally said. But I said it's going to stop the audience.
Nice waistcoat, by the way.
Waistcoat. As you well know.
Does Eugene know that? Maybe.
Yes, he does.
Because Eugene should say waistcoat.
Yeah, but none of our listeners will get it. Huh?
I've worn a waistcoat ever since I worked as a boatswain in the forecastle. Nice waistcoat, by the way.
One of the things I loved writing for Will was Eugene being flustered.
Yeah.
Katrina, but that...
Yes, the but is always a wonderful right. thing for Eugene.
That'd be great with a whole script where that's all he says.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
I'm still thinking of him setting up the cash register to try to catch this thief.
Moment.
And then him getting shocked by his own electric device and the noise he would make.
Must not have had the switch in the right position. That was the problem.
My memory of Will is that he generally got the lines.
Every so often he'd get stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd get stuck repeatedly.
It's a master control. It's a master control.
Les Misérables.
Take it from it's a master control.
It's a master control.
She cursed you. She put the curse of the bad words.
I see what's getting us. Mais oui. Yeah, that's what I don't want to say.
It was actually quite comical when Will would get stuck.
Because he got so flustered.
Because
by it.
He'd get flustered, and that would make it worse.
Even likely, considering Jason's history. The last time he was in Odyssey, we all helped him thwart a counterfeit scheme.
That's a tough line.
I know. The last time he was in Odyssey, we all helped him throw it. Well, you know what we did.
I'm Nathan Hubler, writer and director for Odyssey. Will was such an entertainer, and he was never satisfied with the status quo. He was always looking for ways to make things more interesting, more entertaining, more exciting. And that was especially evident with interviews. He never wanted to give a straight interview. The real answer, the truth, he felt like was not that interesting. An embellished version of the truth would be more exciting and more entertaining. And he thought that's what people wanted.
So how did you know Townsend?
Well, we both worked at Republic Steel. Townsend was in charge of the forges. And that was before he got caught and put away. He had to do 10 years for forgery.
So when he finally agreed to do an interview on the podcast, the Adventures in Odyssey podcast, he said, well, I'll be on it, but I want my agent to be there.
His name is Nigel Starr. Nigel, could you just say hello very quickly?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Hello, this is Nigel Starr from the Nigel Starr Management Company.
Not his real agent. He didn't want his real agent on there. He wanted a friend of his pretending to be his agent, a more colorful, exaggerated version of his agent.
And Will is my latest client. Will Rogers is one of my favorite people.
Will Ryan.
Fantastic. And
excuse me, Nigel.
They're already taking over the country. Like, I never met a newspaper I never read or whatever it was.
Nigel, I think you're quoting Will Rogers.
He was like that all the time. I remember we did a radio interview with him.
Welcome to Midday Connection.
He refused to use his normal voice. It was supposed to be a straight interview.
Will Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it immensely.
Now we got to hear a little bit of Eugene here.
Of course. I enjoy doing that character. Let me try to... <it out. clears
throat> Oh, Will, stop it.
Hello, fellows. Here we go.
But he went into, like, an Irish or a Scottish accent. Okay. And would not get rid of the accent.
Do you want to give us any idea of how old you are, Will?
Yes, I am between the age of Eugene Meltzner and of Hal Smith, who plays Mr. Whittaker.
He would just get it in his head that it would be more entertaining if he did something other than the normal thing. And then would launch into it.
One of my favorite times, seriously, was when you were doing intros and outros for an episode.
Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Will opens the door. He comes in the booth. Directed by Marshall Younger.
Ooh.
Our sound
that was a highlight.
And I brought Harlow Doyle with me.
Oh, that was so fun.
Paul Herlinger, mm-hmm. Katie Lee, oh. Jess Harnell, ooh. Robert Easton, oh. Diane Sue, ooh. Jimmy Weldon, mm-hmm. and Alexandra Kenworthy, with Will Ryan as Eugene.
Who played Harlow?
You did.
Ooh, our I was good.
Were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. Mm. And I'm Chris.
Ooh.
Hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.
I lost it from there and could not continue for 20 minutes from laughing at him. Funny.
If it was going to be more entertaining, he would do it.
I'm Robbie Bruce, voice of Buck. Will was a man of great musical talent.
He was an excellent guitar player, an excellent ukulele player. In between takes, Will and Hal Smith, at the drop of a hat, would just start singing.
They wouldn't sing. They just scat.
Yeah, scat singing. That's right.
Look, yeah. Ooh, la, ba, do, ba. Oh, la, 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 la.
In between almost every scene, he would take out this instrument and break out into song.
They'd come up with some line in the script and start singing a song about that line in the script.
Hello?
Eugene, what's going on?
We've been disconnected. We've been disconnected even. Disconnected in Schenectady. Disconnected in Sheboygan. Disconnected in Sheboygan. Any cozy little boygan. Disconnected in Sheboygan. When I'm around you.
Hey, this is Jess Harnell, the voice of Wootton Bassett, and a couple fond remembrances of Will Ryan. He always was quick with a smile and quick with a song. The ukulele might as well have been attached to him.
He was never without it.
And in between takes at sessions, he'd always be taking it out and going through impromptu songs that he'd make up off the cuff.
Down at Wits End, down at Wits End, you can always find me. Down at Wits End, down at Wits End, that's where you'll find me.
Who taught him how to play ukulele? I mean, that's kind of a special...
I asked him that. He taught himself how to play all the instruments that he could play.
So why did you decide to learn the ukulele?
Because I had a strange feeling that sometime in the future I might be doing a radio show that required a character who played ukulele. And that might not be true, but I don't know. I just, it's fun. I already played guitar, so ukuleles are lighter. And as the great Ian Whitcomb says, they're more plangent.
Ooh.
And so I thought I should play one and find out what plangent means.
This is Andre Stoica.
His music created a special atmosphere. Boy, what a treat.
You know, there's nothing that can take a day and brighten up a little bit more than a guy playing a ukulele and singing a song he's just making up as he's thinking of it.
Well, I won't be in Winona, Tallahassee or Tehachapi, Anaheim, Azusa, Cucamonga, Tuscaloosa, Cleveland, or Kankakee.
This is so much fun and so entertaining. I hate to stop them to bring them back for the reason they're actually here, which is to record.
And we just sit there sometimes and not say a word, just let it go and say, wow, that's pretty cool. You'll find me.
Hi, this is Audrey Wasilewski. And I think of Will as perhaps the most welcoming presence I've ever encountered going to work, almost like being greeted by a golden retriever.
Have we met before? Well, my name is Will.
Azure.
We met. Yeah.
On one show.
Right, but it's been a while. Right, okay. Well, welcome back, Azure.
Thank you.
Didn't Shakespeare write a play about you? As You Like It?
As You Like It.
I'm Dave Arnold, the executive producer of the show. Will was happy to see everybody and always happy to meet a new face.
He always made it a point to make sure that people felt welcome in any conversation.
And if they start badgering you about doing it, try it this way, try it that way, try it this way, they treat us all that way.
No, I'm sure that's...
I guess it's called directing. We call it badgering.
Okay.
Attitudes are just everything in the studio, and that was Will. He just tended to elevate the whole room.
Oh, Tom, looky there.
Look at that.
Well, let's all look at it.
It's a joy buzzer.
You know, there are times when I will laugh in a certain way that I realize that's how Will used to laugh. It was sort of a...
That's
the way he used to say, wow.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Wow.
We wrote a story one word at a time
that's
on
right.
The computer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. I like that.
For me, it was the way he would say yay when he was excited about something. It was just so innocent.
That may have been perfection.
Wow. Yay.
Well done.
Yay. Wanted more scenes like that.
I'm Shona Rodman, and I play the voice of Jules. He always made you feel like you were the only person in the room, that you were the most interesting person and fascinating person that he had ever talked to.
He was that rare combination of being not only interesting, but interested in whatever everyone else had going on.
He knew how to ask questions. Mm-hmm. He was a good conversationalist.
He definitely had the mind of a scholar, but he had this spirit that always kept him playful like a little boy.
If I came up with an obscure fact, he had an even more obscure fact that he could throw into the mix.
You know, money is smaller than it used to be.
I know. Currency. Isn't that crazy? That sure messes with me. I try not to touch it.
Pockets used to have to be bigger and wallets used to have to be bigger prior to 1925.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Tornadoes, heat waves.
He was a walking, talking encyclopedia.
Absolutely.
Of virtually anything, but especially when it came to like Hollywood actors. And I would always be amazed at the history that he knew of Hollywood.
That used to be the center of Hollywood, Hollywood and Vine, because all the radio networks were there. On the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Yes.
And actually, there was no radio network at the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
I'm Rob Jorgensen. You know, one of my very first recording sessions, and he began talking about all of the people he knew personally and had been in the studio with.
He was an infamous name dropper, but he did it gracefully. You know, there's a lot of people that do name dropping, and you're going, this person is the most obnoxious person I've ever met in my life. Will would do it in a way that you go, oh, tell me more.
So I met Betty Lou Gerson on Saturday, who is the voice of Cruella de Vil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. She's still alive?
Yep. Well, I hope so.
He knew what seemed to be everyone there was to know.
The amount of people he knew was absurd.
And you would hope he would drop a few more names.
Always a story. Always something.
I was once doing a series with June Ferre, and June is always the first person at things. And so finally, I took it as a personal challenge. I thought, I'm going to beat June. I'm going to show up an hour early. She was there. Next week, I showed up an hour, 15 minutes early. She was there. I finally showed up 2 hours early and I beat her.
He collected so many things.
Right. Will was a big collector.
He saved it all.
Everything meant something.
Hey, that reminds me. One time we did an episode and Hal was wearing a jacket.
Hal Smith.
Hal Smith was wearing a jacket he hadn't worn in 30 or 40 years.
And he found chocolate? And
he found a little box, a tiny box of Chiclets inside. He said, look at this. This has been in here for 30 or 40 years. Do you want it? I said, sure.
Did you chew it?
No, I still have it, though.
Maybe you should have had him chew it.
And then save that?
Save that.
These amazing sort of artifacts that he just had, if he thought you were going to be excited about it, he would tell you about it.
They were remodeling Salami Studios. I don't know if you guys remember last time there was no kitchen anymore, right?
Katie, look what happened to our waiting room.
I know.
This is such an historic room. And here's where I sat down at the table. And
I wonder what they're going to do. Maybe something cool. Let's go ask Gabby.
Yeah, no worries.
Come on, let's go ask Gabby.
Okay. Ask Abby.
You can,
I actually met the original.
You can shoot
ask
the
Abby, the newspaper thing.
So we're talking to the secretary.
What's happened to the kitchen?
Oh, they're just redoing it.
Is the same old table going to be there?
Actually, I don't know.
If you're going to get rid of the old table, maybe I could use it.
Well, we can let you know.
Okay.
You need a table?
Well, that's an historic table.
A lot of good stuff happened around that table.
Around that table, honey.
Katie?
Will?
Will and Katie had just a great relationship from the very beginning.
We've known each other for over 30 years and don't even hate each other yet.
There was such a mutual respect between the two of them as just friends.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Now read me in better, won't you please?
I'll try.
All right.
They did act like brother and sister a lot.
Who's
buddy. Katie, let me out of here.
Hanging out with Will for so long and just knowing him, we would look at each other. I wouldn't even say anything and we knew what we were thinking and crack up. All right, stop laughing. Okay, stop laughing.
They were just incredible together. And that carried out of the studio also.
I like when we're introduced and we come on stage and the first question is, so which one of you is Katie? That is so, I don't understand that.
Oh my goodness. I never know what he's going to say.
They just loved each other.
Oh, I needed a good laugh. Good. I so seriously needed to see you today because I was having a bad day yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Your favorite show. Do you have a favorite show? One that jumps out in your mind?
Well, I always say License to Drive was lots of fun when I got to teach Eugene how to drive. That was really, knowing something that he didn't know was a good thing. But
Wait, seriously, didn't I teach you how to drive in that one?
Here we go.
Somebody get him a copy of the show.
The way I remember it is I taught her how to drive. I'm sure that's what happened in it.
But I remember, like, the one that really touched me. Shh, I'm answering
that. Oh, sorry.
The first
Seriously, it's not. It's inconceivable.
You know, I remember sharing those moments with him, and it was fun. It was fun for Connie to be the boss of Eugene and for Katie to be the boss of Will in that episode.
It's okay for you to be Mr. Brainiac and lord your knowledge over the rest of us, but you get real uptight when somebody knows something you don't, huh, Eugene?
Ms. Kendall, there is nothing you know that I do not.
Except maybe how to drive.
You see, it started already.
Oh, it was so simple and so in character, and it was great.
Real life, one time we went to Colorado Springs, and we drove to Denver, and on the way back to Colorado Springs, there was this thunder, lightning storm, and we were trying to figure out how to get back, and I had the map, and he was driving, and he's like, which way should I go? I'm like, look at the map. Don't show me the map. Which way are we supposed to go? Just tell me which way. I thought we should have a recorder in this car. This is an episode.
True. That's right after she taught me how to drive.
I slap floor. It's one of my faves.
Yeah, that was fun doing that one because we didn't know where it was going.
So there is something I have to say.
And I as well.
I love you.
You love me? I've always loved you, Connie. Oh,
me too. Are they going to let this on the air? We had not read the script ahead of time.
Everyone retches. We kiss and everyone retches. How do you like that, Will?
Really?
This is disgusting.
Really caught us by surprise. It was very clever and very funny.
Oh, Eugene, your words just slide off your tongue like poetry.
You mean mellifluously?
I think so.
Great, that's great.
You're
there.
I think so.
Remember how Will used to always like to get the last line in at a session?
I might only ever have the last word because there's nothing more for anyone else to say afterwards.
I understand.
Having made the definitive statement, you see.
I get it.
The last word. Intriguing. Last word. Last.
You're an inveterate last word haver.
Last word haver. That's my business card.
Okay.
Inveterate last word haver.
Will just was not willing to let go and let Katie or Connie have the final word. And so it became this kind of funny little back and forth thing where
they would just continue throwing ad lib bombs at each other.
Five sessions pertaining only to my relationship with Buck.
Fantastic.
Altruistic.
Bombastic.
Nincompoopic.
It's like always trying to top each other.
Just not wanting it to end.
Then we had better all get in the car post-haste. We are on the cusp of tardiness.
Well, we can't have that.
Cusp of what-iness?
Tardiness, my new science fiction novel.
No matter how it ended, if you had gave the last line to Connie, Will as Eugene would give a grunt or a final line. And it actually became a little bit of a competition to see how he was going to do it.
How do I undo the damage you have created in me?
Oops! Sorry, time's up. We'll have to delve into that topic during our next session.
Right.
I mean, even his little grunts were funny.
Oh, yes. We have plans for you. Big plans.
Big plans.
Very big plans.
Very, very big plans.
In fact, gigantic plans.
This scene could go on forever.
Yes, we'll wait here.
It kind of felt like he hated silence. So that was kind of his way of breaking the silence.
But I will go on record as saying that you didn't even get through that exactly as written.
Of course not. Oh. Would an orchestra just play the notes as written? They put no vibrato or...
He could be so funny and have also so much heart.
That unique blend of talent and vulnerability even in his performances.
I remember in the episode The Turning Point when basically the relationship between Eugene and Katrina was unfolding. And it was in the read-through, and Will went in often, you know, he'd circle the script, but he wouldn't really read it until he went in and sat down to record.
Hello. I haven't read the scene yet, but it's getting scary here.
I just remember clearly there's the turn when she says...
I'm leaving. I'm going home to be with my family.
No!
Yes.
Will's reaction was a very authentic, disbelief, didn't see it coming sort of reaction.
And didn't want it to happen.
Will, you're looking disgusted.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
My
it's so
love.
Typical.
My love.
Real life.
There's going to be quite a reaction, actually, when this thing hits.
Yeah. I know I'm going to send in a letter.
We all know the stories of people who were so moved by Eugene's conversion.
I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family.
And I'm Diane Ingolia, Manager of Guest Relations. And I was there the day that a truck driver named Kenny came rushing into our building.
He told us that during his long rides, he tried to find any radio station he could listen to. And one day, Kenny accidentally came across a station airing Adventures in Odyssey.
And in these characters, the character he identified most with was Eugene. And there's the episode where Eugene prays to receive Christ.
What must I do to be saved?
Kenny said he was so moved by the episode that he pulled his truck off the road, got down on his knees, and said, if it's good enough for Eugene, it's good enough for me. Right then and there, he bowed his head and asked the Lord into his heart.
Dear God, my new Father in heaven.
You know, this is such a great example of how much Eugene is meant to people, that because of that episode, a man named Kenny prayed to receive the Lord as Eugene had done.
All of that's only credible because of Will's performance as the character. What he brought to the show is part of the very fabric of the show.
I gotta say that one of the best moments was
at the very end, when Will was in the hospital and he was really, really ill, I remember coming the one day and visiting. He's in his bed, and the nurse comes in, and Will says, "Let's do Imagine Guy."
Running wild.
Through the forest.
Running wild.
Will, to the very end, he is a performer.
Feeling crazy.
Always, always.
Carefree mind all the time, never blue.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
First of all, it's a joy to work on a show that's so well written and well conceived and well produced and well loved, you know, and just so much fun to do.
I think for all of us, there will be an empty chair in the studio for the rest of the series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My biggest regret is Will always was looking forward to the future, and he said, "We have to do this show for 1,000 episodes because I want to be part of the 1,000th episode." And when Will came down sick, I told him, I said, "You got to hang on, buddy, because we've got about 2 years before the 1,000th episode, and you've got to be a part of it."
Oh, we're going to miss you, Will. We're going to so miss you.
Whenever I miss Will, I can put in an Odyssey CD, and I can listen to his voice, and I can even listen to us talking together.
As I think about him, there are so many things that I'll miss. I'll miss his music.
He's heading my way. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
I'm going to miss his laugh. I'll miss his silly puns.
Do you have an anecdote for a snake bite?
I'll miss his huge words that he used to use all the time.
Consider that a declension of that offer?
Most of all, I guess I'll miss his heart. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss his heart.
I don't think there's any way to estimate his legacy.
It's still hard for me to even get my head around the fact that he's no longer with us here on Earth.
I don't think there will ever be any final words about him.
There is not going to be another Will.
You'll never see the likes of him again.
Will Ryan, I love you. I miss you.
I will miss him greatly, but I will always remember him.
Honestly, he had a big impact on him spiritually, and I look forward to someday, hopefully many days, joining him in song with his little ukulele in heaven.
It all passes so fast, but the memory is still there. And the memory of Will Ryan makes me smile.
Come on, bring your ukulele, boy. We're going to do something.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station Books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
The Viking.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.